We're a week from Purim, but significantly before Purim, we have Parshas Zachar. So I'd like to share with you one quick halacha that relates to Shabbos Zachar. What would be the following? Let's say a person woke up late or wasn't feeling well, didn't make it to shul, and didn't hear Parshas Zachar. Let's talk about a man. Just leave women out of the equation for now, because it's a question if women are obligated in Zachar at all. But let's say a man, bar mitzvah, did not hear Parshas Zachar for whatever reason. Your 15-year-old son woke up late and missed Zachar, but he's in time for lunch. Is he allowed to eat lunch? That's the question. Is he allowed to eat lunch, or does he have to wait till he hears Parshas Zachar before he eats? Why am I asking this question? Because we know by many mitzvos that have a certain time in which you're supposed to fulfill them, you're not allowed to eat before you fulfill the mitzvah. Notably, theoretically, Ma'ariv. If you don't have a set time that you daven Ma'ariv, you're not supposed to eat dinner until you say Kriya Shema. Number two, Mincha in the afternoon. If you don't have a time that you set daven Mincha regularly, you shouldn't get involved in a big meal either. Musaf, if you don't have a set time for Musaf, you're not supposed to eat a big lunch either. Bedikas Chametz, that's certainly not allowed to eat before you do Bedikas Chametz. Sviras HaOmer, Netilas Lulav, Chanukah candles, Mikra Megillah, Tefillin. Sometimes somebody says, I didn't put on my tefillin yet. It's already lunchtime. Should I put on my tefillin? I said, yeah, but keep in mind you can't eat lunch till you put on tefillin. So these situations come up. You're not supposed to eat before you do one of these various mitzvos that are at a certain time. So Shabbos Zachar is the time that was established for reading Parshas Zachar, and you haven't yet fulfilled Parshas Zachar because you woke up, you know, at 10:45 or 10:30, until you got to shul, you missed Parshas Zachar, you get in time for the Kiddush. Could you have the Kiddush? Could you eat lunch? That's the question. So the first suggestion might be, like Rabbi Sonnenblick suggests, that maybe, what's so wrong if you missed it on Shabbos Zachar? 2 days later, on Purim, we're going to lay a Parshas, it's not really Parshas Zachar, but it's the Parshas of Amalek, and let's assume, maybe we'll talk about it another time, if you fulfill the mitzvah with that, that Kriya HaTorah, because it's a different Kriya HaTorah, let's assume you do. So you're going to be fulfilling the mitzvah 2 days later. So don't tell me that I missed Parshas Zachar. I didn't miss Parshas Zachar. I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah 2 days later. Well, that's not a good answer. I'll tell you why. Because what happens if you forget to do Bedikas Chametz on Lel Bedikas Chametz? Anyone know? It's an explicit Gemara. You have to do the next day. What happens if you forget the next day? You have to do it on Pesach. Just because you could do it tomorrow doesn't mean that when the real time came, which is Lel B'dikas Chametz, that you're allowed to eat. You're still not allowed to eat, even though if you missed it, you still have to do it again. Where else do we find this? We also see this in another, a Bris Milah. If a father has a mitzvah Bris Milah for his son, there's a question if he's supposed to eat before he gives his son a Bris Milah. Interesting. If you have, when I was in Kol in Eretz Yisrael, I'm trying to think if I had a lunch Bris Milah or my Bechor was born in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, a lot of the B'nai Yeshiva have Bris Milahs during lunchtime because they don't want to, you know, mess up people's mornings. And lunchtime, there's a break in the Yeshiva schedule. So a lot of Brises happen in the lunch break. I'm trying to think what I did for my son Menachem 15 years ago, because that would mean, according to this, I shouldn't have eaten breakfast that day. And I think it was a morning. I don't remember. Okay. So there are those who write that a father who has a mitzvah Bris Milah isn't supposed to have a su'ud until he gives his son a Bris Milah. What happens if you didn't do a Bris Milah that day? You're going to do a Bris Milah the next day, the ninth day, the tenth day, the 11th day. So just because you can make it up, that doesn't take away this din that you're still not allowed to eat before you fulfill the mitzvah. So therefore, one could argue that, you missed Parshas Zachar, no worries, I could do it 2 days later on Purim morning. No, that might not help you, because still, the time to do it is Shabbos Zachar. So this, again, is safer that we use all the time for Yom Tov, Kovetz Halachas from Shmuel Kamenetsky. Kovetz Shmuel is saying something very simple, very wise, but very simple. Why do we lay in Parshas Zachar on Shabbos Zachar, the week Shabbos before Purim? Is there a halacha called Shabbos Zachar? There's a halacha called Parshas Zachar. Was there a halacha called Shabbos Zachar? There's no din that the Chacham were misakein that Parshas Zachar is to be learned or read or lamed on the Shabbos before Purim. It happens to be the Chacham figured, it's not a takana like this. We need a time when a lot of people are in shul. Shabbos is a great time. We want to do a time that's associated or adjacent to Purim, which is Haman was a descendant of Amalek. So hey, let's pick Shabbos Zachar as in a very opportune time to fulfill the mitzvah. But there's no din that it has to be, that Parashat Zachar has to be learned on Shabbos Zachar. Meaning, when it comes to Bedikas Chametz, you're right. If you missed it on Lel Yudalit, you'll do it later. But there's a takana that you have to do Bedikas Chametz the night before Pesach. And a Bris Milah, even though you'll do it later if you missed it, you still have to do a Bris Milah on the eighth morning. But if you miss Shabbos Zachar, there is no such thing as missing Shabbos Zachar. There's no such thing as Shabbos Zachar in Halacha. It's a nice thing. We like to do it on Shabbos. It works out well. The Chacham thinks it's a smart thing to do. But there's no establishment. There's no institution called you must do it. There's no takana that you must do it on Shabbos. And therefore, says Shmuel Kamenetsky and others, if you miss Shabbos Leining, you didn't really miss anything. You just didn't yet fulfill your mitzvah for this year that you have to fulfill at some point during the year. Okay, you'll fulfill it per morning. You didn't miss. It's not just that you didn't fulfill, you didn't miss the mitzvah, you didn't even miss the zman of the mitzvah either. Because there is no official zman of the mitzvah relating Parshas Zachar. And therefore, halach l'maisa, one would be permitted, if somebody wakes up late or doesn't hear Parshas Zachar on Shabbos morning, they would be able to have the kiddush, they would be able to eat lunch, and they'll be yotzei whatever other time they will be yotzei, whether it'll be Purim morning, when they get to Parshas, I think, Kitis, or whatever it is, at a later point. Last night we spoke for a moment about eating before Parshas Zachar. We raised the question that can you count one of the other times that we read about Amalek as a fulfillment of Parshas Zachar? So, for example, even though this Shabbos we're going to lay in Parshas Zachar from Aftir, but if you miss it, so maybe you could be yotzei with the Kriyas HaTorah of Amalek, the different parasha of Vayavo Amalek, the actual battle that we're going to lay in on Purim morning. So the question is, do you have to dafka lane the pasuk, the psukim, I think where the parasha Zachar is in Devarim, right? He says yes, it's in Sefer Devarim. And do you have to dafka lane those psukim that talk about Zachar to Zachar and Machos Simcha, Zeich Amalek? Do you have to dafka say that pasuk, those psukim? Or do you have to just remember Amalek, and therefore the laning of the actual story of the battle with Amalek that we lay on Purim morning, would that count equally? So this was a question that was raised by the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Purim. And the Magen Avraham asks, or actually quotes the Shumas HaDeshen. Shumas HaDeshen says, I don't really understand why people are not so careful about Parshas Zachar. I don't understand, asks the Shumas HaDeshen, why people don't always, why are they so careful about hearing Parshas Zachar and Shul on Shabbos Zachar? And Magen Avraham says, I'll tell you why. You know why you don't have to be so careful about hearing Parshas Zachar and Shul on Shabbos Zachar? Because you could be yotzei the mitzvah of Zachar 2 days later, when everyone's in Shul, for even if they don't make it to Shul on Purim, there are plenty more people in Shul on Purim than there are on Shabbos. So that's true in all shuls, in all neighborhoods. So people don't make it to Shul on Shabbos, but Purim, they're going to hear the Parsha of Vayavo Amalek talking about the story of the battle of Amalek, so they'll be yotzei there. That's the Magen Avraham's answer to why, to the Shumas HaDeshen's wondering how come people aren't so careful about coming to Shul on Parshas Zachar. So clearly, the Magen Avraham is positing that one can be yotzei Parsha, the mitzvah of Zachar, even without the Parsha of what we typically assume is the Parsha of Zechiras Amalek, just by laning the story that's laned on Purim morning. So this kula of the Magen Avraham is not so appreciated by the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't like this so much. He says, you know, not really sure. After all, the Parsha Zachar that we lay, and it says Zachar Tizkar, Machos Simcha, and the point is that we have to remember it and erase it. If you just read the Parsha of the story of the Battle of Amalek when they fought in Sefer Shmos, you don't have that. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't buy this kula of the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah shies away from saying that you could be yotzei with the other other references to Amalek, other than the genuine Parsha Zachar that we lay in Shabbos morning. It happens to be that there are many Achronim who don't subscribe to this Mishnah Berurah, who do accept the kula of the Magen Avraham and do allow you to hear other, Vayava Amalek, the story, and not just the Parsha of Zachar. And they cite Ramban. The Ramban says the following. The Ramban points out that there are parallels between the psukim that describe the fight with Amalek and the psukim that are in Parshas Zachar. In Parshas Zachar it says, Machosimcha es Zechar Amalek. Machosimcha es Zechar Amalek, right? Hashem is commanding us to do it. But if you look in the if you look in the Parsha Vayava Amalek, it says in Bishalach, right, after Kriyas Yamsuf, it says Hashem says in His own voice, "Macho emcha es zeich Amalek." Not macho simcha. Not that you should destroy, which is what we're going to lay in Parsha Zachar. Hashem just says, "I will be malcha." So the Rabban says, "You see, these are the same. You know, it's the same stuff. One is maybe Hashem talking to us. One is Hashem talking about Himself. But it's the same stuff." We don't have to dafka lane the tzivui that Hashem tells us you should destroy Amalek. It's enough for us to lane that Hashem says I will be macho timcha es zeich Amalek. And therefore, what?
That's why he says the sin of Asnei Yeshua. He's supposed to do it. Why the sin of Asnei Yeshua? Yeshua will get there to Israel. Will do it.
Oh, so he's telling Yeshua to go ahead and do it, which was the same point as the tzivoy of Machos Simcha. Very good. Even yes, that's the point of the Ramban. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, one probably can rely on the Magen Avram and the other Achronim who do accept this leniency to be yotzei. If a person, for whatever reason, can't make the shul on Shabbos morning, or didn't make the shul on Shabbos morning, they can be yotzei, certainly according to the Magen Avram and others, when they hear the Kriyas HaTorah on Purim morning.